Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host is still Ruth.
Ruth Wallace F.
Still Ruth, the birthday girl, the 22-year-old birthday girl.
And I should tell you a little story.
Go ahead.
Something was delivered, a fruit basket in honor of my birthday.
Okay.
And the fellow who delivered it said, "Happy birthday." So I said, "22." And he said, "You look great." So I gave him a big tip.
That was a man. What was it? This goes back to Gail. He should be on that speed dating.
Right.
You actually had a question for Steve. I'm sorry. We have Steve with us today. Steve Della Croce.
I know that a lot of older people get diabetes.
Yes.
It comes with age.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're heavy, definitely.
Right.
And I want to know what hypoglycemia is.
Hypoglycemia. So hypo means low. So low blood sugar. Whereas hyperglycemia would be high blood sugar. So diabetes is typically hyper. But hypoglycemia could be, blood sugar that drops to the point where your body doesn't have enough energy. So you could be at risk for fainting or having shakes or dizziness or unclear thought where you could be very confused.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, either extreme is not good.
Correct, right. And so if you were checking your blood sugar or getting a blood test, 70 to 110 or so is about normal. So you could have hypoglycemia around 60, mm-hmm. which could mean you just went all day without eating, when you were mm-hmm. too active, or if you have a condition that causes it, or if you're on insulin. If you're on medication to lower your blood sugar and you took too much or didn't eat enough to cover it, that would cause that.
Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of older people have trouble with hearing.
Mm-hmm.
So do you do anything for that?
Not personally.
Tell them go to the ear doctor.
Right. Start there.
I would recommend you get glasses, too, if you can't see. Come on, Ruth, please. You were doing good.
Okay. I will keep my mouth shut.
No, but it's the truth. That would just walk us through, because I think Ruth brought up a perfect example there of diabetes. Unfortunately, you can still get it skinny. I mean, there's very thin
yes.
people that have diabetes. Mm-hmm. But what is it? Type 2 weight is definitely a prerequisite.
Type 2 diabetes is different from type 1.
It is different, yes. Your blood sugar might be high in both, but the cause is different.
But type 2 is the one that we create ourselves, technically, right?
Right.
So therefore, what would that be as a diet? That would be an interesting thing. I mean, because it's come, type 1, I think you could be born with, or it's
or
a different set of circumstances.
Right.
Type 2, unfortunately, somebody could have it and be thin.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, a lot of people I know that have it are heavy people, so it's a little bit, mm-hmm. they caused it.
Right. Not to.
I know you don't want to say it that way, but you know.
It comes because of what's called insulin resistance. So when you have too much weight on you from the wrong kind of fat, it actually makes you not accept your insulin. So insulin's job is to lower blood sugar. So if insulin can't work right, that sugar just stays in your blood and you look like you're diabetic. So basically that's what type 2 diabetes is. So when you lose weight, you become more sensitive to your insulin, your blood sugar comes down, and you might not even be diabetic anymore, technically.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's possible. Or at least on a daily basis, you can keep your blood sugar more normal, even if you still are.
And then with diabetes,
mm-hmm.
you have the glycemic index? Like certain foods, like they have
right.
to go on. What is that?
That has to come back to that fiber conversation. So when you eat a food, your blood sugar is going to go up. The quicker it goes up, meaning the higher it is on that glycemic index. So if you ate just table sugar, it would go up very quickly. But if you ate something with fiber that kind of slows the rush of that sugar, mm-hmm. It will take longer for the blood sugar to go up, which is good.
So that's
because
better.
It is better because the quick rise in blood sugar actually causes a lot of damage.
So a diabetic wants a low
glycemic food.
Food.
Right. So an orange would have a lower glycemic index than the orange juice because the fiber is still there.
Okay.
And diabetics should take an A1C test a couple of times a year.
Yeah, it's usually once every 3 months. It kind of checks your average blood sugar over that time period.
It shows what your average blood sugar is.
Right, right.
For the three-month period.
Correct.
Yeah, my blood sugar is 100. Actually, it's gone low. I don't know why. It's gone into the 90s now. But it used to be consistently 115.
Mm-hmm.
And that was first thing in the morning, so that's fasting, which is
right.
a high number.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor never did anything. He said, there's really no reason, because you've been that number, like, for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, you know, and I was thinner when it first was there. So he says, I'm not really concerned with it. And now, for whatever reason, over the last 9 months, it's like 94, 95. I don't know how I you know, haven't really changed much.
So
but it's dropped like 10 points.
Why should it go down?
I have no idea. I may be not paying attention and doing eating a little differently, but it's not a conscious
mm-hmm.
change in diet, because mm-hmm. I'm the person, when you tell me 115 is fine, I don't really care. Then if it's fine,
right.
it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody says, oh, it's over 100, that you really shouldn't be over 100.
Mm.
Doctor said, that's your number.
Right.
You know, it's like, it has not variated or vacillated in 20 years that I've been seeing you, so
I guess you're just one of the lucky ones.
Keep your number. And I say, now it's down, so for whatever reason. But no, it's an important, you get these numbers, it's one blood test that does so many different things.
Right.
Whoever invented blood tests was a genius.
Yeah, I agree.
Because blood tests show you a lot of things.
Yeah, it's very good information. I just had my test done this morning.
Oh, really?
My annual test, yeah. I recommend everyone get their test annually, but if they're having a blood sugar issue, probably every 3 to 4 months.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm. And Medicare pays for it every 3 months.
I believe
so. Oh, does it really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I had no idea, but that's wonderful for a senior, because I mean,
yes,
basically
well,
the audience we're talking about is senior-based. But
right.
well, we didn't go, and I don't want to run out of time. And I know this is generic. I would like you to go over a generic daily meal.
Okay. So
obviously people are going to have variations, but
right.
you know.
So that disclosure, if you're having a specific medical issue, you know, this might not apply to you.
Right.
But if your goal is to not have a high blood sugar from your diet, then you should be eating foods. When I say carbohydrates, most people think bread and pasta
right, right.
and rice.
Mm-hmm.
Those are carbohydrates. They all turn to sugar. But things like vegetables are actually carbohydrates. They're just very low in sugar. And then fruits
so
are
there is
higher.
Sugar in everything.
Almost.
But
almost.
Some things have much more sugar
Absolutely.
Than
yeah.
others.
So a slice of bread is typically 15 grams of sugar, whereas, you know, a cup of broccoli is going to be 5 or maybe 6 or 7.
Makes a difference.
With a big difference in if it's going to raise your blood sugar. So when you're having any meal, you shouldn't have more than 30 or 40 grams of sugar at that sitting. So if you think about what most people eat in the morning, if you have even a bowl of oatmeal, two-thirds of a cup is going to give you 26 grams
really?
Of carbohydrates.
Wow.
So
wow.
even though it has a lot of fiber, you have to count it. But most people don't eat two-thirds of a cup, right?
Oh, that's nothing.
You go to have cereal, or especially the other cereals, you're going to have a cup and a half, like it's nothing. And then add milk, which has lactose, that's sugar. So you're right away, you're at 40 before
you
know
it. So you have to starve.
That's my recommendation, yes. Starve. So the idea is have some protein. It could be from the eggs. It could be from maybe you know, a lean turkey meat or something. You know, people do turkey
eggs are
sausage
fine from a diabetic perspective.
For the most part,
right,
yeah,
for the most
it
part.
Really doesn't even raise cholesterol. So yeah,
okay.
eggs don't raise blood sugar because it's just protein and fat. That's all it is. So protein and fat don't raise blood sugar. I recommend having something with that has fiber. So maybe that's where you have a piece of fruit with it in the morning, or if you could find a low carbohydrate bread. There's a few out there that are halfway decent. Or an Ezekiel bread, which is more popular now.
I've had that.
It's much healthier than whole wheat, even bread.
What's the name of that
yeah.
bread?
Ezekiel. Typically, it's in the freezer.
Could you spell
section.
It?
Ezekiel. Read the.
Ezekiel?
It's in the Bible. I know that. So.
it's very grainy.
Right.
It's yeah.
So that could be a quick breakfast or a veggie omelet. Something like that would be perfect. And then, or you could do yogurt as well. Yogurt maybe without too much added sugar could be your protein right there, and just a little bit of carbohydrates in it. So it fills you for a few hours.
I keep reading that blueberries are very healthy.
D- That's a good fruit choice. They're lower in sugar, very low glycemic index.
Oh, really?
They have a lot of antioxidants.
And what about blackberries?
Yeah, all the berries pretty much fit in the same category. A cup is only going to give you about 10 grams of sugar, whereas a banana is 30 grams.
Really?
Yeah. So wow. That's where people get into trouble as well. They love their bananas. Have a half if you're going to have it. Just at that one sitting. Have the other half a few hours later when your blood sugars come back down.
Just a quick story there. I know a woman whose husband is a diabetic, very bad diabetic. And she lets him have a banana when it's green going to yellow, because the more brownish marks on it, the sweeter, there's more sugar coming into it.
Mm.
So
I
didn't know either. She says, oh no, he has to have it just when, got to be perfect.
He probably complains about it too.
Oh, who wants it? But when it starts to go brown, it gets softer inside, the sugar content increases.
It's a little quicker.
And she says he can't have it. But anyway,
Anyway, that's breakfast. You know, lunch and dinner could be similar, whereas the focus should be on a lot of vegetables. At least half of your plate, which is at least two cups of either cooked vegetables or a nice big salad, and it could be anything, romaine.
Salads are very good.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with the salad.
But if
you have
dressing on it, then it defeats the purpose.
Well, if the dressing's oil-based, like an olive oil and balsamic vinegar, those types, there really isn't much sugar in it. It's the dressings that have cornstarch added that get that thickness to it.
What about Russian dressing?
It depends who makes it. So when you read the food label, you want to look for things that tell you there's more carbohydrates, like that starch or high fructose corn syrup. That will just add sugar that shouldn't be there. You know, that's what the thickener is cornstarch. So watch out with that, or at least use a little bit. But then you could have your protein, you know, your grilled chicken in the salad, or you can have the eggs. You have nuts are very healthy.
Right.
You could add those to salad. So that's one way. And then again, if you're having cooked vegetables, you have a half a plate of that, your lean protein, and then just keep the starches to a minimum. You know, your potatoes, rice, pasta, just a half a cup is all you should really be having. If you do that, most of the time your blood sugar will not spike.
Okay.
You can just give it just enough.
That's interesting.
And then all of a sudden you find yourself losing weight because you've taken in less calories.
Right.
And less
I mean,
sugar,
the thing is, what you're saying, unfortunately, is common sense. Versus having the two pieces of strawberry shortcake after the dinner, which are delicious.
Right. Maybe on your birthday.
Yeah, no, you're right. Only on your birthday you're right to have it.
Once in a while.
You know. So you can have this again at 23. Steve, we're out of time. I want to thank you so much coming here and helping us out sort some of this stuff, because it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and everything that Steve said is a general guideline.
Right.
Okay? I mean, obviously you have an issue, you should see your doctor. But otherwise, what he just said about vegetables, etc., makes sense. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.